12 years now that Sanctuary Point has been working to get anything, and they couldn't do anything until Sewer South was going to come in. You know, they've had put in three letters of intent for three different parts of that program in the last month, and it's very strange to me that the day Sewer South was funded in full, the $2.5 million voted on by the county, these developers get a not a letter but a email from the PRT attorney saying that they haven't gone forward enough. Well, they couldn't go forward without the Sewer South. Something doesn't add up.
Does this suggest to you that the state, or at least somebody else, has something else in mind for that property?
It's a possibility. The state is a good possibility. If somebody else would come in here, they would still have to do all of those exploratory studies and everything. It took Sanctuary Point, 3 years to get all the studies in? They're not going to give all those information up. That's personal property. So you're going to have to redo everything. I remember back in 1978 when the state did this, they did all those studies at that time. So they're going to have to redo them, or somebody else is. It could be another 10 years before somebody comes up here. So who's going to pay for the sewer? You know, that's the problem.